Meet Sheila.
Sheila is 25 years old. She works part-time at a neighborhood bookstore in Oklahoma. Sheila is transgender and began her transition from male to female approximately 2 years ago. At school and at work, she asks that people address her using feminine pronouns. Sheila cannot yet afford to change all of her official government documents, and she also has not, nor does she plan to, undergo any sexual reassignment surgeries. It is Monday, May 21st, 2013. Sheila is finishing up her workday when her mother calls her cell phone. Sheila's mom tells her that she should pick up her sister and then head home because there is a very serious storm approaching. Sheila looks out of the window and can see the black clouds forming above. Before heading home, Sheila must stop at the local elementary and pick up her little sister. Children must be signed out in the front office if they leave the premises before the end of the school day. And so Sheila parks in the front of the building and heads in. Before she reaches her destination, she hears the alarming blare of the tornado sirens. She stops in her tracks and listens as a horrible roaring sound begins. She realizes it is the sound of the tornado ripping through the town. She finds the nearest door, a nearly empty supply closet, and hides, hoping that her sister will be okay until she can get to her. When Sheila awakes, she finds herself in a hospital bed. She immediately begins to panic when she realizes that she is wearing a hospital gown. Someone has removed all of her clothes. She looks at her wristband, and a name she no longer uses is printed on it. She quickly glances out towards the nursing station. There are two nurses outside pointing and talking. She decides that unless something is seriously wrong, such as she needs surgery or a blood transfusion, she would rather heal slowly at home than to endure the humiliation of being in the hospital.